a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are burning bright.
And welcome to the first edition this year of the Billerica's Finest Lights playoff edition of the Czarcast. This week, both the co-hosts are back. We have producer Ron. Producer Ron, how are we feeling? I know the locks weren't good last week. I know your team was abysmal, but how are we doing on a personal
playoffs? Level? You kidding me? I just hope I could pick a game. It's bad.
It's bad. Yeah, it is bad. Ron.
I got a case of the spads. We're in a rut.
Producer Ron, you can't be in a rut. You're about to become a dad.
Poor kid.
I call hope Casey, producer Ron's
call kidding. Casey and apologize to him.
He's
taking those walks.
Producer Ron's going to teach his kid out of the womb. This is the devil. It's just a picture of Casey.
Casey Fusco.
Oh, we should have made – Producer Ron, how much would we have to all chip in to get you to name your son Casey?
Well, if I know Ron, it's probably about $150.
No, that's not.
We just got to make up $200.
$205. We made profit, baby.
Ended up making out money on that.
It was about a year ago this week. Actually, we had the Casey scandal break.
Yeah,
we should bring Ron to dinner. It's the anniversary.
Ron, I mean, he owes his sobriety and new lease on life to you. If you didn't blow it up, he's still going down that dark path.
You know, he owes that to me. He still owes John $1,000.
What do you think is more important, though?
John's $1,000?
Yeah, but he owes you his life.
Yeah, but we've seen John's car.
He said he got a new one, didn't he?
No, he did.
He was getting a new car.
That or it just fits in now with the snow on the ground.
No, he spent that money on the new haircut.
Dude, that haircut probably cost a pretty penny. It was not a cheap haircut he got.
I could get a new car or get a haircut.
It's worth all that bumble pussy he's getting.
Do you think the bomber jacket was included? He probably got a convertible. That's why he got the bomber coat.
Look at you, members only.
Are you the last member? What's that from?
That's from The Sopranos.
No, I'm thinking like it's a movie. It was Shallow Hal. Like George, remember George is in that movie? Costanza?
Oh, you don't even know his real name?
Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander.
Isn't George Costanza that movie? I was like, oh, he finally kept a job?
Yeah.
But he's like wearing a members only jacket. Some lady comes up to him. She goes, what are you, the last member?
That's awesome.
That is good joke. That's a good joke. Put that on ice.
That other voice you heard is our vacation air. Back from Aruba, Stack Guy Pierce. How was the trip?
Honestly, I hated every second of it because I couldn't get my picks there. 0-6. But all in all, the trip was pretty good, but obviously it doesn't always go smooth. I mean, we're treating it like spring break because there was like 40 of us down there for the wedding. I cannot handle it anymore. Boy, yeah. The hangovers were ruthless. Like, it's taking me like – I'm still recovering. I got back Sunday. It's fucking bad. The food, the water, all the alcohol. Jesus. I was there for five. But it was like every day. Like I golfed twice. So that's up at 7, like no sleep. And like everyone's partying at the bars late at night. So it's not like I'm getting to bed early. It's like going to bed at 2 or 3. Like my body just can't take it anymore.
This sounds like a terrible time.
No, I mean, it was good, but honestly, a little advice to the league, never let your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife, her and her friend organize the trip, because me and Corbett shared a room with my girlfriend and my girlfriend's friend, Courtney, and she's like a complete, I don't want to say Jew, but I will, a Jew with money. Sorry, Lange. But so they put two people on the room. So I couldn't charge anything in the room. It was just the whole time just bitching and bitching and bitching about money. So that's why I couldn't get the Wi-Fi. I was like, why can't I use the Wi-Fi? Because like only two people can use it. I was like, so the girls get to use it? I got fucking fantasy football obligations.
Wait, so the Wi-Fi was restricted to two, like the
No, they make you sign in with the emails attached to the thing. And they know like if two emails are not in it, you know, if they're using more than two. Yeah. And like, like we have swim up pools and shit. And like, I'm like, it took me to the second day, but I was like, I'm charging shit to the room. Like, just bill me after. Tell her to shut the fuck up. But geez, so off the get go, like, because my girlfriend kind of like lets her win. So she's like, will you please? I'm like, will you please? Like, this is already like getting me mad. Like, we should have just got our own fucking room. But after that, honestly, you guys know me. I've been drunk plenty of times, but I actually lost my legs for the first time.
You fell down?
Like, I couldn't walk. Like, no, like, I was walking home from like one of the bars. And I literally lost use of my legs, like complete. Like I looked like fucking, I looked like Leo in Wolf of Wall Street, but I wasn't on purpose. Like it was crazy. I just sit down for like 30. I couldn't walk. I just sit down for like 30 minutes and like regroup. I was fucked up. I remember it. So I couldn't even black the whole thing out. But I just remember like I lost use and like I was walking with Corbin. He like obviously can't hold me up. I was like falling all over the place. I was like, it was embarrassing, but at the same time, it's never happened to me before. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Not
one of my final moments.
I visualize you more of as Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump instead of Leo.
Oh, dude, we needed it. We needed a wheelchair. It was
remember
bad.
Lieutenant Dan crawling around drunk at the end?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
that was
me.
Awesome.
Crawling around. Get me home.
At least you got all that Apple money. You could be a real life Lieutenant Dan with that Tesla stock of yours.
Yeah.
Dude, all the stocks are in a fucking tank right now.
You could be with those titanium legs too and that Chinese wife.
No, the legs are back.
Thank God. We were worried about those legs.
I'm more concerned about that Wi-Fi. I couldn't get my pics in. I was furious.
I picture you because little thing like things like that really rattle your cage and you're just like this fucking sucks. What the fuck?
Say hey, we're in paradise. The sun's out. I was like, you don't understand. This league's important.
I mean, when we went to watch the that World Cup game and there was a billion people standing around, you were pissed off then. I can only imagine what this did to you.
They weren't even affecting us. They weren't even
not
LA.
At all. They weren't standing anywhere near us, but you just hated that they were standing around other people.
Fuck these motherfuckers. I'm going to complain.
Let's just get the fuck out of here. This is ridiculous.
There's too many people here. Let's go to Crowley's. I know they're making nachos. I can tell.
Hey, those nachos were good, though. Credit
they
to
were. Us. And Pat was too lazy to get up and eat any.
Pat lazy? No.
he waited till he left. Service brought the tray over and just laid it on his belly.
Fucking Pat.
Speaking of Pat, couldn't pull it out Monday night. Couldn't complete the from dead to back comeback. Murray also very close. What did he lose to you by, PS? 2 points?
Yeah, but that's like I thought I was losing, but obviously Tua didn't show up.
And apostrophe getting into the playoffs. I mean, they scored enough points last week, even with the loss, to get it done. I predicted they'd get in. I thought that they would have to win to do it because I thought Murray was going to beat you when you're on vacation. But he didn't get it done. Tua stunk. Should have started Herbert, I guess. But, I mean, it was a real tough spot for him to do that. Herbert's been awful all year. But it's going to be a long offseason for Murray, knowing he had the quarterback on his bench that would have got him to the playoffs. And he's going to have to live with that decision for the rest of the year. And at, like many champions past, go out and not making the playoffs the year after. It seems like that championship hangover is a real, real thing.
It is.
Yeah, but Murray's a true supporter of someone new winning. I think he wants Dave to win.
We got a few new guys, a lot of chances for new champions. Just me and John, the only returning champions left in the bracket. Playoffs, we got Peach Dip, newcomer, the hot, sexy new team. I don't know if anyone's ever used the term hot and sexy to describe BT before, but there you go. And we got Rick, second place his first year, been quiet, has had a couple decent runs, but I think a sixth place team, he's looking to make an upset. I think one of those sixth place teams is going to make a run. I liked all of them. I think they all had deep, good rosters, just kind of had some bad scheduling luck. So it's a good thing that Rick's in. I mean, apostrophe, look for them to go. What do you guys got on that?
Yeah, I think you described a lot of storylines right there. Hot and sexy. That is BT to a in a nutshell right there. I think this is Dave's year. We talked off air. A lot of good storylines coming out. I really hope Dave puts it together. His team just finds a way to get it done.
Yeah, like like I wasn't worried about like who was going to be in the sixth seed because Rick's team, Muzz and Crowley, I think they all have – they all three of those teams have a ton of star power. They just like couldn't get the matchups during the regular season to get the wins. So I think if either of those teams made it, they could have made a nice run. But I don't know. It does feel like Dave's year. Just feels that way.
I think I was happiest to not see Pat's team get in. I think with Taylor's schedule the rest of the way, him kind of coming on, his receivers, especially with St. Brown really emerging as a big-time guy, I think Pat's team was going to be a real threat to win the whole thing. So I was, like, happiest to see him not make it because I think if Pat had won or if he had had enough points and got into the playoffs, I would put him up there as one of the top teams that could have won it all.
Oh, yeah. His team's stacked. His receivers are unbelievable, and his running back, too, is like Jeff Wilson or Dobbins. Like, and Dobbins is starting to emerge.
Yeah, with Dobbins last week, too. Yeah, that team would have been real scary. Prescott is his only, like, concern. Because, I mean, he's really if he gets 20 out of Prescott, it's a good week.
I haven't even, like, watched many Cowboys games. It just seems like they're just riding Elliott and Pollard because they're playing so well.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much exactly what they do. Prescott throws it when it's, like, third and, like, long. That's about it. They generally try and run the ball, and then they'll throw a play-action pass in there to CD every now and then. But, yeah, it's pretty much a grounded pop offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Elliott and Pollard, they each get, like, over 15 touches a game, which is 30 combined from running backs is pretty solid. And a good offense, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cowboys look pretty legit this year. I think, like, it seems like Micah Parsons is, like, their – the key piece they needed.
Yeah, I mean, I wish the Pats could have gotten him. I wish he had fell a little bit more. We got him instead.
What were they, two away from getting him?
If we would have took a fucking O-lineman or something stupid because Belichick washed up.
I had read somewhere that if Parsons was there, they were going to take him and not a quarterback.
Yeah, that'd be, he's so good.
Yeah.
He's the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's unreal.
Yeah, it's incredible how good he is. Stats last week, Pierce. I know we have a major announcement that I'm very happy about. How did we do? Final standing. Give us the final.
Yeah, we'll just jump into the final standings that I missed last week, but the math's correct. I came in last at 40-43. Ron in second at 41-42. Czar wins the Commissioner's Cup at 47-37. Wow. Six games ahead of the second place team. Kind of a blowout. I feel like it's always been a lot closer than that because we're usually – it's hard when you're only picking six games a week. Like, usually we all have a lot of the same picks, but that's a big, big jump.
Well, I mean, it's easy to make a big jump on, especially you, when you go 0-6 last week because you went on vacation.
Yeah, because I looked at the matchups, I definitely was going to go 6-0.
And that would have probably got you the win.
No, I'm 7 behind you. Would have been a closer match at least.
Joke's on all of us because you work with Joe D and Doc regularly, so.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. I can't wait to talk about Zaz's wedding. Dude, he lost his fucking mind on the text message. He came right at me. I got full blame. Where he loves to just say he's not involved and just throw everyone else under the bus to appease Joe D.
Did Joe D think I wasn't going to, like, tell anyone about that? That's, like, one of the most embarrassing things you could ever
do. What, did he reach out to you, too? He tried to make it seem like he didn't make a fool of himself.
Oh, he made an absolute ass out of
it. I was like, oh, I have an inside source that was right there getting spoken to by you that you did make an asshole out of yourself. So.
If you say that and bring that up to someone, you're making a fool of yourself.
He knows he's a complete jackass. Obviously, Coin was just ripping him to shreds in that chat. But he was like, oh, I was like, oh, I guess me and Joe are the only ones to blame. And he goes, well, you guys ones that fucking did. I was like, I obviously had to throw Pat in there. I was like, oh, you're not going to yell at working, Pat. We get this. Pat was involved. he gets so buttered. That probably ate him alive.
Hello? Is it just me? Nope. Yeah, you're in. Poor Joe D.
Yeah, no shit. Poor Joe D. Where's the Czar?
He's muting himself. There he is.
Want to get pulled over?
I guess we'll have to just carry the load here.
All right, well. Can't do it without the Czar.
A lot of good storylines, too. How about him telling Bill Mack? Bill Mack invites us to a Christmas party. And he has a legitimate excuse, and I just say, oh, I make up some excuse. I say, oh, my cousin's got a Christmas party. I wish I could go. And he just goes, you know you're lying, right? Like, you don't have that party. I wanted a murder.
Oh, Bill Mack said that?
No.
If I called you up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's good at that. Well, I mean, we talk about it in the cast all the time. You have a ton of excuses. Oh, sorry. I'm going to be late. I'm going to wake line.
You guys got me now?
Yeah. That other one, I just completely made up the story. The wake was real.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Infang wants to be involved in the Christmas party, so rehash it.
I just told him how the Bill Mack story.
Well, I mean, it was the most obvious lie of all time.
Oh, I should have just said I'm not going.
Ron, you're clearly lying. Everyone can see that.
Dude, it's funny because Werke used to do the same thing when he was like, when Cass just wouldn't allow him to go out. It'd be like, oh, Mike, what are you doing this Saturday? He's like, oh, I can't make it, boys. I got Cass's cousin's 15th birthday party or something stupid. It's like, no one believes you, dude. Just say you can't go. Like, how many cousins does Cass have?
It's not like Ron's being told he can't go to Bill Mack, so he just doesn't want to go.
No.
Sounds like a mundane affair, anything that involves Bill Mack.
Yeah, they'll probably be pepperoni calzone, though. He loves pepperoni.
Yeah, pepperoni calzone and pepperoni. Stale Lay's chips, no music.
No music.
Probably, like, some of him and Nathan's might see Hallmark highlights.
I feel like you just end up watching Bill Mack playing video games.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, I would have canceled that too if I were invited.
I'll send him along your information. Make sure you get an invite.
Hey, I need somewhere to go.
Yeah, I need somewhere to be.
You said he didn't have enough holiday parties, Matt. Can you bring him on?
I haven't got invited to a single holiday party this year.
You just did.
Oh man. Well, no one's going.
No, I'm having my Christmas party on Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, you in?
Yeah, I can. I'm at work, but I didn't even know about it. You didn't even invite me.
I haven't invited anyone yet. This is my announcement.
Yeah, 2 days before that.
It's not at my house. We're gonna do. It's gonna be a take on Seth's party. Ron, you're in, right?
Where are you going?
TBD.
I can't go to the Brook tonight. No, I'm going Friday.
No, it won't be at the Brook. Saturday. It won't be at the Brook. It'll be around here.
All right.
Get some beers going, some apps.
I might have to call out from work. So I got my cousin's Christmas party.
It's my first annual Christmas party. No women allowed.
Sorry, guys. I had to call it sick because I have no vacation time, but my buddy's having a first annual Christmas party, so I won't be here.
Next year, I'm going to be sending out actual invites.
I hope so.
Via the mail.
That's the best way to do it.
Via the mail.
So I found out because that guy that hosts the party, when my dad didn't go last year, he mailed him a letter asking why he didn't go.
Come on. He asked him why he didn't go with a letter?
Yeah. What's the matter? You don't like me?
I'm speechless. That's insane.
It's actually insane.
That's literally insane.
You guys want to dig into these matchups?
Yeah, let's get into them. Let's get through
I'm just at work, so I don't want to miss the meat and potatoes of it all if I get a call.
Yeah, let's get into the quick – let's do the consolation bracket fast. Let's start with Koskev versus Reigning Workman. I like Koskev this year. I think his team is better. It could have been a playoff team. Workman's team has probably put up 100 points once, twice maybe, tops this year. Murray seems to be projected over 100 every week. This week, the highest projection of the whole league with 108. I like Koskev to move on. I like it's Reigning Workman to be battling out next week for the right to buy the board. What do you got here, Stack Guy Pierce?
Yeah, I'm taking Muzz, too. I think Workman's team just can't buy a win all season. I don't see them beating Muzz's team, which I actually think is pretty damn good and should probably be a playoff team. But, yeah, definitely taking Muzz here.
Yeah, Muzz had a good team this year. You know, it's for those playoff teams, it's a good thing he didn't get in because his team looks good right now. That's a sweep.
So, Puke battling out for the board. And who will he be playing? That next matchup features the Magic Meatball versus our very own producer on the Rear Dog, Stack Guy Pierce. Who do you like?
Honestly, I'm going to take the Meatball here. I'm big on the – I think Deshaun Watson's finally going to get it together. But honestly, Rear Dog's putting up some fucking stinkers, and I can't see you getting any better. So I'm rolling with the Meat.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Meat too. I think producer Ron's on board alert.
He's going to have to take down Puke the next round. I mean, you look at these receivers, both the collection of them are just terrible. Very underachieving. Outside of Cooper, he's been pretty solid, but Ron's receivers have been awful this year. I don't like either QB, especially unless White – is White going to play?
Yeah, he cleared. Yeah. White's going to be the starter.
So maybe producer Ron could get it out then, because Watson's been awful, but I don't know. Actually, yeah, I'm going to take producer Ron. I think I like him more with White playing against the Lions. There's going to be some points in that matchup. And all the receivers stink. Ron's backs are a little bit better than Tom's. I'm going to take the dogs. Meatball's going to be on board alert, actually.
Yeah, I got myself White against Detroit. Detroit gives up the most points to quarterbacks, so.
Hey, oh, carries me. No sweep.
No sweep. No Den this week. I'm assuming we got no submissions for a roast of Czar again.
Nothing. Still waiting.
Just a kind league. I mean, I guess greatness.
Yeah, we might as well get our boobs and bowls in before the real matchups.
Oh, boobs and bowls. I forgot about that. Boobs last week. I'll go first. I'm going to take the Stackies. All they had to do was win, and they were in after the way the schedule played out. I had some of my better. I had two receivers on bye, tight end on bye. The stack didn't show up. The rest of the team didn't show up. It was an abysmal effort to close out the season for the Stackies. I think they dropped their final three. All they had to do was win one of those three, and they get in the playoffs. The streak continues. Playoff drought lives on. The only silver lining is they won't be buying the board on back-to-back years. Stackies, boob. Boob of the season.
Boob.
I got to give the boob to the Cause Cavs. You know, he could have got it done. Lost by 2 points. He was my team. That's a boob.
It's a boob. All right. Stack guy Pierce.
Yeah, my boob's got to be Ron. 47.36 points. Just putting up absolute stinkers in the bathroom and in fantasy. Just got to be a boob, Ron.
Yeah. You know, not starting Trevor Lawrence really killed me there.
Oh, yeah. You would have made the playoffs if you had started him.
Yep.
Yeah, 1 week. Yeah. So if you started, you would have gone 52 points.
Oh, yeah.
So you wouldn't have even beaten John.
Nope.
Producer Ron, your team has been sneaky really, really bad this year. You have a good chance of buying the board.
We'll see how this week plays out.
Producer Ron versus... Oh, man. Mike White, though. He's the difference maker. My bowl last week, I'm going to have to go with McHugh. Closed out the season, 11 wins in a row. The number one overall seed. Takes down apostrophe with an apostrophe, puts up over 110. An impressive week from McHugh going in the 120s. It could be Dave's year. Like we said earlier, things are aligning for him. I like Dave a lot. He's a great guy. If anyone's going to be the champion outside of me, I'd love to see it be Dave. And this season looks like it could be his. He's my bull this week to close out the regular season. Who's up?
I'll take it. I got to take the bowl as apostrophe. Went from being, you know, 6 feet deep to in the playoffs. Way to go.
Yeah, good. Okay. Stack guy Pierce.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other good ones left, but I guess I'll take Peach Dip. Ends the season in the third place. I mean, first year in the league, has a decent team. Good shot to make a run, so I'll give it to BT. I haven't given it to him yet. He's been a boob of mine several times, so I'll give him a bull.
BT deserves to be a bull every now and then.
Good for BT.
Very good for BT. Bull T. Speaking of Bull T, let's get into his matchup right now. Stack Eye Pierce, I'm going to let you take this one. We got Peach Dip, the 3 seed versus the hot, the energized, apostrophe. Who do you like here, Stack Guy?
I mean, looking at these matchups, the receiver, like the apostrophe's got receiver by a lot. I mean, but Metcalf's got a tough matchup. Devonta Smith's got a sneaky tough matchup. Chicago's secondary is not as bad as their run D. I don't like Goff against the Jets at the Jets. I mean, they're going to need points, but Detroit seems to – they get in those shootouts even with good defenses. I think they just sling the ball, so he'll be all right. The big thing for BT is Josh Allen. Buffalo lost to Miami already. I think Buffalo wants to make a statement that they're the team to beat in the AFC East, and they're at home. So I think Josh Allen's going to have a game. I think Derrick Henry's going to have a game against a weak L.A. Chargers defense. But other than that, not much. I mean, Mark Andrews, Eckler. I just think that apostrophe has more star power. So it's going to be up to Allen and Henry to keep Peach Dip in this, but I'm just going to – I got to go with apostrophe. He's got more options to go off, so apostrophe.
Producer run.
How many – you know, apostrophe's doing good things right now. This could be a tough matchup at 207s. You know, Allen is not putting up points. Are they? I think they're expecting 7 inches of snow. Going to be a tough game to throw there. Jared Goff, Jets are just giving up a ton of points to quarterbacks. Wide receivers, kind of like apostrophes more. Running backs, Eckler has been sneaky awesome this year. I like apostrophes better. Goddard is returning, but again, I think just apostrophes got too much. He's going to move forward.
Yeah, I think it's very close. Allen has not been great since the bye. He's only been over 20 twice since week 6, which is very like normal quarterback numbers. Not the number one guy you draft, the number one quarterback drafted numbers, which you're hoping, which you kind of need from Allen. I think Rick's receivers are better. I like his backs better because I think Jamal Williams is kind of getting a little bit phased out outside of the goal line work. And at the Jets, they're a tough team to run on, so I'm not crazy about Williams there. I think Swift is really starting to see more carries there. I'm going to take apostrophe. I like his team better. I think his receivers and his running backs get it done for him. I like apostrophe. That's a sweep. All right. And let's get on to the matchup of the week for the third time this year. With I think they're 1-1 now, both trading blowout wins. We got Sir Per versus the stat guy Pierce's, the 4-5. Two teams that coming into the end of the year are sort of trending opposite. Sir Per's team has been really limping into the playoffs, to use his own words, struggle bus. Stat guy Pierce has flourished. 0-4 start, only lost one of his final 9 games. It's been great. Producer Ron, who do you like?
Yeah. Sir Per is really struggling. You might want to ask Dan Pinn to spot him at the gym tonight. Quarterbacks, you know, Jones has been a sneaky good fantasy quarterback given all his running, but Geno Smith has just been awesome all season. Looking at wide receivers, again, I worry about that matchup Saturday night with the snow, but Chase and Waddle, Big Mike, he's due. I got to give the edge there to John. And running backs, Stevenson was not spotted at practice today, so he could be out. See what happens there. I think the Pats have enough plug-in running backs anyway, so it's not going to matter. Got to give the edge to Pierce there at running back. At tight end, kind of a wash there. I just think John's receivers are way too much for this week. And Big Mike being due, Chase Waddle just gets – those are the three best players outside of McCaffrey in this matchup. And Diggs, but Diggs is really going to be negated by that weather. So I give John the win.
I want to pick Sir Per because of the vacation theme. Stack at Pierce going on vacation the week before the playoffs, a la the Odell Beckham Giants. But I disagree with you. I think Stack at Pierce, I like his receivers better. Waddle has not been good lately. Since he kind of got injured, he has been pretty much awful. I like Garrett Wilson a lot, especially against the Lions. I like Diggs. I know you're saying something about the forecast, but Diggs had a kind of down week last week. He doesn't have two of those in a row. They'll find a way to get him going. Peoples-Jones has been somewhat okay almost every week. The Watson element scares me, but I don't think John has that big of an advantage at receiver. But I do think Stat Guy has a very big advantage at running back. I like Knight. He's kind of taking that Jets backfield, and he's been very solid back there, especially against the Lions team. Their defense is not great, so I like him. And McCaffrey, I think he's going to be a key to a Stat Guy Pierce run here. He's the only guy in that backfield. Last week he was awesome. He was the only guy they could get the ball to. Purdy's not hampering him at all. So I think that McCaffrey is going to be the difference maker here. I think Stat Guy Pierce gets it done, moves on to the semis.
Yeah, I'll start on John's side first. I mean, Waddle's in that snow game too, so I can't see him doing much. I feel like Bucks D is going to want to respond with Chase, but he'll still get his points. Stevenson, I don't think, is going to play. So Swift's going to go in against a tough Jets team. ETN facing a tough Dallas defense. I think Knight against a weak Detroit team, he'll probably get in the end zone. McCaffrey's is like the only weapon there with Debo out. Garrett Wilson, Jefferson just went off for all those yards against Detroit secondary. So I think I just have too many good matchups. John has too many shitty matchups. So I think it's going to come down to that. So I'm taking myself as well.
Yeah, that Seattle run defense is probably the worst in the league too. So you got a big advantage there with McCaffrey. I look for him in the 20s this week.
Yep. Sorry, John.
All right, John, better luck next year. No, Jackson really hurts him too, because he's a guy who can give you 30 real easily.
Oh, exactly. Him not playing is big. And then Stevenson, if he doesn't play, is also big, because he's probably one of the better playmakers.
Stevenson is a great running back right now, but Jackson hasn't done much as of late.
But he's got 30 potential. When you get 30 from a play, when you're going up against someone who has a player that gets 30, it's tough to win.
Jackson's only put up above 20 twice since week three.
Those running quarterbacks, they might not win you Super Bowls, but they win you fantasy leagues.
Big time. Big time. Great sentiment there, Pierce. All right, producer Ron, let's get to your locks of the week. Last week, not good.
1-3 last week. Not ideal. I'm looking at Saturday's games a lot here. I love Indy. Really think that, you know, Minnesota is going to come back down to earth. Indy's getting 4.5. I like Buffalo as well, getting 7.5 at home. Those are my two Saturday plays. That Cleveland Baltimore game, I just don't know what to make of it yet. Yeah, I also like the Jets at home, but it's a pick 'em there, I believe.
Yep.
It's 3. And I'm gonna go with Cincy. Given 3.5 to Tampa at Tampa. Tampa's done. Stick a fork in them. Those are my four locks. Go with Cincy, the Jets, Indy, and Buffalo.
And you're currently at 30-18. The locks still
coming back to earth.
Oh, still a good record, but
no, he's better than 30-18. He was like 33 last time. Oh, maybe not. I could be wrong.
I had him at. I got you. You were 2-2 week 13, 1-3 week 14. The last time I took stats, you were 27 and.
So he's only won three.
Yeah,
games.
He's only won three in the past 2 weeks. Bad, oof. Bad couple weeks.
All right, so pretty sure. Give me those one Vegas more time.
I had Indy, Buffalo, the Jets, and Cincinnati.
I wanted to give out a Czar play this week. Those are 2-0, but. I don't see anything I like, so there will be no Czar play this week.
No Czar play. Smart gambling.
Hey, he's 2-0. I'm perfect.
That's what I like about him. He doesn't love something, doesn't take it.
Last week I did like the Lions. Producer Ron gave out what the definition of a rat game is and how if the spread doesn't make any sense, something's fishy, should take it. And then he proceeds to pick the Vikings after he just basically said that the Lions are the play because the line makes no sense. He still went with the Vikings.
They would still do.
Yeah, but that's they right on par for like Ron talking about anything on this podcast. talk something completely up and go the opposite way.
Yeah, that's fair. Closing thoughts, playoff edition. Producer Ron, what do you got?
You know, WEI is making a lot of cuts. I hope they can pick us up. They let go of Lou.
Yeah, I saw they got rid of Lou Maloney. Why? Because do they have someone else to fill that seat? Or
they're just cutting the station's dying. They cut Mutt today, too.
Oh, did he not know he was getting fired?
No.
So Maloney got canned, and Mutt didn't think the writing was on the wall for him to go, too?
No, yeah, he's gone, too, for you as well.
So are they just not having a morning show anymore?
I think they're just putting in some no-names.
Well, that'll go well. Maybe it'll be us.
Should go well.
We have more broadcasting resume than just about anyone who does a podcast.
I mean, they hired Wiggy.
Well, we've been on podcasts since I think before Apple even had a feature of them.
Wiggy can't be on that morning show anymore, is he?
I don't know, dude. I don't listen.
When he was on, it was bad.
I just recycle listening to these podcasts because these are the only voices that matter in sports.
They are.
Agreed. Well, you know,
big week of playoffs and board duty. Hope it works out for everybody, and I don't have to buy the board. So, because we know I'll find the cheapest one around.
Oh, God. We'll have a chalkboard that Ron will take.
Yeah, they'll bring a nice cheese board. Nothing to write on. No,
Ron's going to borrow a projector from his school and just put it up on the wall. Make us go type the names in.
Ooh, fancy, Ron.
Fancy or cheap.
Next year's draft has to be in Murray's pool. I've been waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, Ron's going to bring the food. It'll just be Meineke coffee and muffins. Oh, shit. Is that guy Pierce getting a call?
Nah, someone else having to go do man's work.
So North Berwick at Fire Station, is it less calls than the other one?
Yeah, it's just you do more because you're the first ones there. When you work at the center, you're like going to the calls with the paramedics. So like they basically take control of the medicals and just you stand there and help them with busy work, like carrying the patients and shit. But here, like, you get there, you're the first one, so you got to actually do everything.
I like when you hear carrying out, like, the patients as busy work. Tell you who does the busy work. The patients.
Yeah, you don't even, but no, you literally stand there. You don't even talk. Like, usually, at least when we get there here, I can go talk to the patient, act like I'm at least running the show.
Yeah, that's true. It's always better to feel like you're in charge and not just standing there waiting for someone else who knows more than you.
Yeah, I still have to carry him out, but at least I'm making patient contact.
That's true. That's fair. Hmm. All right, Stack Guy Pierce, closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts. One, is anyone still listening? Two, I'm happy to be back in the playoffs. I'm not sure. I think it's been two seasons without being in the playoffs. Let's let the league historian check that one out. But it feels like it's been a bit, and I'm pretty excited to be in competitive games at this time of the year.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. And you know what, Stack Guy Pierce, my closing thoughts, we're excited to have you back in the cast. It's always nice with three. We can handle it with two people. But with three, it's always good to, you know, you can really bounce things around. With two, you get really, you know, it seems like you really get one directional.
So it flows, glad it flows better.
Oh, it does, because you got differing opinions. And you always get two guys ganging up on one, it seems. When it's just two, it's tough to gang up because it's just a battle.
Yeah, like being when you got off early, me and Ron had to do it. We're being nice to each other for the first time.
I might have to re-listen to that segment where I was gone.
Andy, I really like you. You're a good guy.
Ron's like, what should we get into? I'm like, I think we should wait for the Zach because I don't know. We can't jump into a lot of matchups without him.
Imagine I got back on and you guys were done. You're like, oh, yeah. Zach, closing thoughts. All right. I guess, yeah, that's my closing thoughts. Oh, as well as Christmas party. I'm hoping to see everyone in attendance. Location, TBD. It will be Friday at a time, TBD. We'll wait
talk
for
about the league trip yet?
No, yeah, what league trip? We got to figure that out.
Next week. We'll brainstorm this week. We'll start talking about next week.
After last year, though, we can't go back to Foxwoods.
I mean, yeah, we don't need to do Foxwoods. Why? Was last year's bad?
We just sat in the room and drank beers while we placed bets. We could have done that anywhere.
Yeah, I'd go to Foxwoods, but I want to hit the tables.
We hit the tables for a bit. I think we all did a shoot. Me and John went back down to the UFC, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get there a little early, go down, get something to eat, hit the tables, then sports.
Encore,
you guys need me there.
Encore is tough, dude. Every time I've gone there, I've lost money so fast. Well, in the sports gambling. So
yeah, I don't want to do Encore, personally. Yeah, right down the street, everyone's just going to take off. And like, I like when you're sleeping over.
I do like a good stay over. I don't hate that that Rhode Island one, too, with that pool. I love a good pool.
Oh yeah, when I brought my robe, sick.
Oh, we could just go off location that has somewhere that has online gambling and get a fucking hotel room with a pool, take over the place.
Yeah, we gotta make sure they get that into a pool.
That's key.
Hopefully, I still have this Aruba tan by then.
Yeah, I'm guessing you won't.
I'll just say I still do it. I'll hit the tan salon.
The only thing that goes faster than pizza at Producer Ron's dinners are tans in the winter.
Yeah, that's true. They go quick. My face is already fucking wind-chafed.
See, I would that constitutes a tan, though.
That's true. Everyone's like, oh, you got a little red on vacation. I'm like, no, it's fucking freezing here.
It has been very cold. Like, we're in, like, January cold this week.
I landed on Sunday Sunday night when it was snowing and shit. Fucking my truck's covered in snow. Like, I haven't started in a week, obviously, because I had to go get my truck because someone drove us to the airport. So I'm like, this sucks. I'm cleaning my truck off. I got all the bags. I'm not dressed for the occasion. Ugh.
I just picture you in flip flops and like shorts and a Tommy Bahama. I still like didn't think to pack clothes.
I still have my Greg Norman and golf hat on. Dude, I wore that the whole vacation. It was a hit.
Just got sunblock on your nose still from the beach.
Oh, yeah. You got some snow on your nose. No, it's sun lotion.
Just sunblock. Oh,
Fang said if I really pack it on, I won't get red.
Why do people do that with sunblock? Just zinc up their nose so much?
I think it's like one of those like things that old TV used to think was a thing, but it wasn't. You know, like people that are writing the movie be like, oh, this is what people do. It's like, I don't think it is.
Is the point of it that the sun only goes to your nose because it's attracted to that thing? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's that.
hopefully someone comes in with some information for us, because I'm not going to look that up, but hopefully someone, if anyone
hopefully
is listening,
someone's still listening and happens to be an expert on Sunday Emotion.
Rick, could be Rick. If anyone in this
Rick,
league knows,
Rick is an expert. He's probably listening. No. He's in the playoffs. We could be in luck.
If anyone in this league knows sunblock, it's Rick.
Rick knows sunblock.
All right, with that apostrophe, good luck this week. If you get us that info on that zinc nose, I think good things are in your future. So, league, for those of you playing this week, good luck. Producer Ron, we'll keep an eye on you for board duty. Stack Guy Pierce, we'll keep an eye on you to advance to the semis. We'll see everyone next week with potential league trip ideas. So everyone start thinking about it.